Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to this episode of Trundlebed Tales. Now, before we do anything else, let's just do a little housekeeping. And as always, if you want to know what's going on, if you have a question or a comment to make, you can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253, or toll free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free 1-877-633-9389. And normally during a program, I have the chat room open. I don't usually do it on the monthly updates, but usually if you've got a question, you can ask it there too. And we're always wanting to hear from you, so make sure that you do that. And I just want to take a minute to urge you, if you haven't yet done it, to make sure that you like the Trundlebed Tales Facebook page, that you follow me at Trundlebed Tales on Twitter. I'm under Sarah Utoff on Google and LinkedIn and Academia U. .edu. So I hope that you'll look for me all around the web, and be sure to follow my blog, Trundlebed Tales, Sarah's Notebook, because we keep you posted with the most up-to-date information there. So that's all the housekeeping. And I just want to go ahead and give you a little bit of updates on my schedule. First off, I already had one program this month. I didn't get the preview in time, but I was on Monday night. I was at the Marion Public Library during the general program, and we filled the room, and they had to get out more chairs. So that's always a good feeling. Now, Monday the 18th, I'm going to be doing a program at the North Liberty Public Library, and that's going to be my family Thanksgiving program. So it isn't as informational as the other one, but it has a chance to try some things out, some stories of Thanksgiving, and a little bit of talking about what Laura's family did for Thanksgiving, and then there's a nice little craft. So I think you'll really enjoy that. And that'll be on the 18th at 6:30 at the North Liberty Public Library. And then I'm going to be at the Janesville, Iowa Community Schools on Friday, November 22nd. I've got one more. I don't have it listed on my presentation schedule yet because I just got it confirmed, but I'm also going to be over at the Herbert Hoover National Historic Site, not the library, but the site, for their Christmas Past event, which is going to be December 7th and 8th. So you've got, or I'm sorry, 6th and 7th. It's the Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th. So all that fun stuff coming up, so I hope you will get a chance to come out and see me soon. Otherwise, make sure you tell your local library, museum, or civic group that you'd like to have me come and speak, and we'll see what we can do. Now, what's going on in the Laura world other than me? I want to start out by running through my post. For every month I do a post of sort of events and what's going on around the country for Laura fandom. Time this month to kind of run through the closings of the home sites, because some of them open or remain open all year, and others close down. And I think it's helpful to know which those are and which will be reopening for Christmas. So Pepin, Wisconsin closed on October 15th and then reopened weekends only for the next 2 weeks. They closed for the season on the 27th, but they will reopen for the whole town of Pepin's celebration, hometown holidays, which will be also that same weekend I just mentioned, December 6th to December 8th. Independence, Kansas closed October 31st, but they plan on having the events for their next season published in January 2014, so I hope you'll take a look at that. And they are going to be doing a special pledge drive online, and the donors will receive gift shop items as thank you for donations. So keep an eye on their website this upcoming month. Walnut Grove, Minnesota had the museum grounds closed for the season October 31st, but their gift shop / visitor center will remain open during November and December from 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday. After Christmas, it'll be open Monday to Friday, same hours until April 2014. Baroque closed for the season October 21st, 2013. The Smet, the Memorial Society, remains open all year with slightly reduced hours during the winter, but they will close for the Christmas holiday from December 24th to the 27th, and for the New Year holiday from December 31st to January 1st. So don't look for them to be open during those times. Closed for the season October 31st, but the office remains open for making reservations, etc. You can call and leave a message if they don't pick up. Mansell, Missouri, season ends November 15, 2013, but they do have winter hours. They're between November 16th and December 15th. That's basically by appointment only, so call ahead. They are having a one-day Christmas event December 7th. Okay, I'm sorry, I got cut off and didn't realize it, so I'm going to guess maybe that, I want to make sure that you heard that Mansfield will be open for a one-day Christmas event December 7th, 2013, and Malone, which closed October 14th, 2013, will reopen for Christmas with El Manzo, which is a one-day event December 7th, and this year it'll be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Spring Valley, Minnesota closed October 31st. But they do have a Christmas tea. Now, this is actually more of a luncheon, and it's hosted at the historical Washburn-Zittleman House, which is right across the road from the Church Museum. It'll be on the weekend of December 14th and 15th, so it's sitting at 1, and reservations must be in by December 9th. So the spots there tend to fill up fast, so call now if you're interested in getting a spot there. The luncheon includes a choice of three soups, a chicken salad croissant with dessert and tea or coffee. And the tickets are $10. And if you have a group, they're willing to do a Christmas tea for you at a special time, depending on what size your group is. So check with the museum then. They will be doing meal orders in the gift shop for Christmas, but they wanted to make sure everybody knows that their credit card machine has broken and they won't be getting a different one until the spring, so don't count on using a credit card in Spring Valley. Keystone, South Dakota is in their old school there and it doesn't have heat, so they close for the season fairly early, September 15th. And Vinton, Iowa at the Blind School continues on limited access due to roof construction. One of the other things that I do every month is I put together a thing of mentions of me and where they have appeared, and I actually found two book mentions that I hadn't found before. So look for the blog post if you're interested in that. I am in the See Further reference and footnotes and looking for Anna Green Gables. And I'm in the Acknowledgments of Midwest Farmer's Daughter in Search of an Icon by Zachary Michael Zack. So those were fun, too. As far as other things that are going around, happening in Laura Fandom this month, November 1st was when ticket sales started for the Laura Ingalls Wilder Little House in the Prairie TV show reunion. And I've heard lots of people be excited about that. I know several people have already gotten their tickets. I already got mine for the pageant that night, and the both nights of the reunion, and made my hotel reservations. And I don't think it's I don't think it's too early at all to be making those reservations and getting your tickets if you're going to plan on going. And I hope that you will get a chance to do it, because I think it will be a lot of fun. You don't have to buy a pageant ticket to attend the event. There will be other events going on around town, and there'll be other chances to see the stars. But the pageant is so worth seeing in its own right that I'm going to really strongly urge people to, if you have a chance at all, if you're going to be there anyway, definitely pay the extra money for the pageant, because it is definitely worth it. There are going to be, in other news, there are going to be several fundraising things going on in the various Ingalls Wilder home sites this winter. And besides the one I mentioned, Independence, they're doing a project in Pepin. They're doing a continuing one in Mansfield. And there's just going to be a lot of focus on that, I think, in the next year. And I hope that you will seriously consider contributing to at least one of those, because really the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museums are basically county museums, but they stay open a lot more hours than your typical county museum. They have a lot higher quality in terms of staff and gift shop stuff than your normal county historical museum. So I really think they deserve our support, and we want to make sure that they stay around so that other people will get that same chance to visit the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum and get to see where Laura lived. I just wanted to also let everybody know that I just briefly touched on a few of the home sites, whether they were doing Christmas shopping or not. I'm going to be doing a post on that very soon for Beyond Little House, where I give heads up to everybody how soon is the absolute cutoff point for buying things from the home sites if you want to have something Laura related under the tree, and I'll have some suggestions for what that might be. But considering how close we are getting to Christmas, though none of us like to think about it, because there's so much to be done, it really is not too early to order from the home site. So while I'll be giving you more information on that later, in this blog post, if you already know what you want, or what somebody you think would make a great present, or something you want some loved one to buy you, now is not too soon to go ahead and get those orders in to make sure they have plenty of time for Christmas. Thank you for joining me tonight on the Trundle Bed Tales for our monthly roundup of all things Laura, and I'm looking forward to talking to you all again next month.